Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. A sweeping infrastructure package was introduced on the Senate floor last night. It would spend nearly $1 trillion to improve roads, rail lines, and high-speed internet. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the Senate should complete work on the legislation in a matter of days. Republican Senator Susan Collins told CNN she believes at least 10 Republicans will support the bill, which would allow it to withstand a Republican filibuster. Congressman Adam Kinzinger is promising a full investigation into the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. He's one of only two Republicans on the special panel that held its first hearing last week. He said it's important to know what happened and who allowed it to happen.
The American people deserve the truth. They need the truth. Even if there are some folks on, you know, some TV channels that don't want to talk about it, the truth needs to be out there for even those folks' kids to know in the future. So it's going to be a thorough investigation, that's for sure.
Kinzinger was interviewed on ABC. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling on the Biden administration to restore a federal moratorium on evictions. It expired over the weekend. Millions of Americans risk losing their homes. In Berlin, thousands of people defied a ban on mass gatherings yesterday to protest the German government's anti-coronavirus measures. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports.
Berlin authorities banned several protests scheduled for this weekend, which were expected to draw tens of thousands of people. But protesters defied the ban, clashing with police in several areas of the city. Berlin's police department deployed 2,000 officers and said that protesters harassed and attacked them. Police made multiple arrests as crowds made their way toward the city's Brandenburg Gate. Germany eased many coronavirus restrictions in May, allowing restaurants and bars to reopen. Still, many activities, such as dining indoors or staying at hotels, require proof of vaccination. The Berlin protest follows other demonstrations against coronavirus restrictions around Europe. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
New monthly jobs data will be a key focus for Wall Street this week, NPR's Raphael Nam reports.
There's plenty of good things happening in the U.S. economy. According to the most recent data, the economy grew 6.5% in the April-June period, the fastest quarterly growth since 2003. U.S. employers are also hiring aggressively, even as some sectors still struggle to recruit workers. Employers added 850,000 jobs in June, and the Labor Department will report its latest monthly data on Friday. But there are growing concerns about the Delta variant. Although analysts don't expect the types of shutdowns we saw last year, the rising infections do pose a risk to the economy. Also this week, GM, Uber, and Lyft will report quarterly earnings. Raphael Nam, NPR News.
This is NPR News. The Northwest's June heat dome has destroyed thousands of future Christmas trees. From the Northwest News Network, Anna King reports.
"Dead, dead, dead," exclaimed one tree grower surveying his field of red-needled noble fir seedlings in a recent video. Tom Norby has never seen anything like it. He's the president of the Oregon Christmas Tree Growers Association. Even extreme cold hasn't taken this many of his seedlings before. The Northwest has had multiple high heat events, with more in the forecast, so Norby's told his workers to stay home when it's too hot.
It's not healthy for humans to be out in 100-degree weather, trimming away and working hard.
Norby says when the heat dome hit, seedlings were just putting out new shoots. This season, he's personally lost about 10,000 trees, but he says the larger market-ready trees will have minimal damage. For NPR News, I'm Anna King.
The International Olympic Committee says a sprinter from Belarus is safe and secure in Tokyo. Kristina Kamenskaya says she was taken to an airport to be sent home by Belarus team officials against her wishes after she had publicly criticized them. She's expected to apply for political asylum. The U.S. women's soccer team plays Canada in the semifinals today. The match has just gotten underway. The U.S. women are seeking their fifth Olympic gold medal. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.